Furloughed workers say enough.
I want to go back to work. I love my job.
Punishing deep freeze.
Can't really feel my nose. Cheeks are starting to go.
Bill transparency. Just what the doctor ordered.
People are now coming down with a case of too much information.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. On day 32 of the partial government shutdown, things are getting increasingly desperate for hundreds of thousands of federal workers. They face another empty payday at the end of the week as they stretch savings and look for other ways to bring in money. CBS's Major Garrett says actions expected on a plan from President Trump that Democrats have rejected.
Senate Republicans plan to vote on the president's immigration proposal this week, which includes 3 years protection from deportation for some refugees and so-called dreamers. It also includes $5.7 billion for a border wall, a non-starter with Democrats. Federal workers, meanwhile, twist in the partisan wind.
When that one income is cut off, it's kind of scary.
Many, like Chicago Area Food and Drug Administration investigator Larry Stringer and his wife Ellen, face unexpected hardships.
All of the money that we have set aside is to prepare for our son Joey's future needs. He's 18 and has severe autism. Come here, let's get a bowl.
The family is paying for Joey's nutritional supplements and medical needs by dipping into their savings, which will run out soon.
The southern border wall is at the center of the shutdown, and from Mexico, CBS's Adriana Diaz has the latest on a caravan of Central Americans that's bound for the U.S.
We were the only news outlet allowed inside the government's week-old processing center, where authorities photograph, interview, fingerprint, and take iris recognition scans of applicants.
Mexico's doing the right thing as human.
Irineo Mujica's organization, Pueblos Sin Fronteras, has been assisting migrant caravans since 2008.
Why not discourage these people from making this journey and trying to do the same thing?
How can you discourage someone that is willing to go through hell?
While many are U.S. bound, others, like 19-year-old Elmer Lopez, plans to use his humanitarian visa to stay in Mexico.
Como esta no se encuentra.
He says you have to know how to take advantage of an opportunity like this. People don't get these kinds of opportunities typically.
Well, it's another bitter cold morning in the northern half of the nation. At least 7 deaths are blamed on the cold and snow of the past few days. CBS's DeMarco Morgan says in the Northeast,
the snow and ice had to be cleared out.
A lot of people should stay inside, keep warm, don't go out unless you have to.
In Indianapolis, fire teams used flames to thaw icy hydrants.
We have to attack it with some heat to get it unthawed quickly, and so that can take a couple extra minutes.
It's 11 degrees this morning in the Newport, Rhode Island area, and for thousands of people, there could be no heat for days. There's a pressure problem they're trying to fix in several gas lines. Governor Gina Raimondo says people may not be able to ride it out.
This is going to be a multi-day event. This could last a week or more.
A middle school is being used as a warming center. The local utility says it will reimburse people if they have to pay for hotel rooms. In Phoenix, there are new developments at the long-term health care center where a woman in a vegetative state was raped and gave birth to a child late last month. CBS's Bill Rakoff.
A statement from the long-term care facility says the two physicians who were responsible for the care of the woman are no longer providing medical services to patients at Hacienda Health. One of the doctors has resigned. The other has been suspended.
A second accusation of abuse at that facility is now being investigated. In Paris, there's new trouble for an American singer. Police say Chris Brown and 2 others are being held on a rape complaint. One of the others is the performer's bodyguard. Brown pleaded guilty back in 2009 to assaulting his then-girlfriend, Rihanna. The attorney for American Paul Whelan, held in Russia on spy charges, says his client was given a flash drive before his arrest that contained state secrets, but he never saw what was on it. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in Moscow.
A Russian website with close links to Russia's security services is now saying that those state secrets were in fact a list of employees inside Russia's Ministry of Defense with links to spying. Whelan's lawyer told me essentially that he's going to plead ignorance, that Paul Whelan had no idea that material was in any way classified.
Apparent engine trouble led to the crash of a plane built in 1942 about 50 miles south of Cleveland yesterday. Both pilots on board were killed. The plane barely missed a house. New federal rules to make medical costs more transparent appear to have done more harm than good, as we hear from CBS's Anna Werner.
A new government rule requiring hospitals to post price lists was designed to help patients figure out how much they would be charged. But those spreadsheets often contain more than 10,000 items with names that resemble medical gobbledygook. Jeannie Pinder runs a website called Clear Health Costs.
It's not comprehensible to the average human being.
At one New York hospital, there are three different listings for something called ear, priced at $48,000 to $110,000. There are five more listings for other ear, procedures costing from $27,000 to more than $150,000.
Well, Girl Scouts were selling cookies at a New Jersey mall when someone swiped an envelope containing cash and checks from the sales, totaling about $1,000.
I was really upset when they stole, because I feel like we worked very hard.
Security footage suggests the bandit was in disguise. Oscar nominations are out. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Eight films are up for Hollywood's top prize, Best Picture, including Roma, the Spanish language film. It's tied for the most nominations, 10. Other films up for Best Picture, A Star is Born. Its lead performers, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, are also up for acting awards. Green Book is another Best Picture nominee. Other films up for Best Picture, Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, and Vice. Among other performers receiving nominations, Christian Bale, Rami Malek, Glenn Close, and Mahershala Ali. And for the first time, Spike Lee receives an Oscar nomination for Best Director. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
We'll learn later today who's been selected to join the greats in the Baseball Hall of Fame. CBS's Peter King.
20 former players are on the Baseball Writers' ballot for the first time this year. Longtime Yankees closer Mariano Rivera is expected to be a shoo-in.
Because the greatest closer in history now has the most saves in history.
The other first-timers include Roy Halladay, arguably one of the most dominant pitchers of his era. Left-hander Andy Pettitte, who pitched well for five World Series champions. First baseman Todd Helton played in just one World Series, but the Rockies' first baseman hit .316 lifetime and was a consistent run producer. Peter King, CBS News.
Louisiana Vision Center is offering free eye exams to NFL referees after the non-call in the NFC title game that Saints fans are agonizing over. Reports indicate the NFL will discuss during the offseason making pass interference plays reviewable. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.